Donald Trump has escalated his war of words against Latin America this morning.
Sally, the US president has said that he would launch strikes against Mexico if it would stop drugs from being trafficked into the United States. So, of course, in recent months, we know that he's been ramping up his targeting of Central and South American countries over the drugs trade. He's targeted boats coming from Venezuela that his administration says were bringing drugs into the US, bombing them in international waters and killing those on board. He's authorised CIA action there, and he's greenlit what many have called the Caribbean Sea's largest naval buildup in decades, sending America's most advanced aircraft carrier to the region. In recent weeks, the administration has reportedly been planning to send US troops to Mexico to tackle drug cartels. So this morning, the president was asked if he would go even further. Take a listen to this question.
Mr. President, also potentially launching strikes in Mexico or putting American troops or American personnel into Mexico to deal with
drugs? Would I launch strikes in Mexico to stop drugs? It's okay with me. Whatever we have to do to stop drugs, Mexico is... Look, I looked at Mexico City over the weekend. There's some big problems over there.
A serious answer from the president, but if you listen closely, sidebar, you may notice the voice of ABC North America correspondent Carrington Clark posing that question in the Oval Office. I just asked him for his reaction to getting that answer from the US president. He said it would be shocking if you got it from any other president, but it does fit Donald Trump's MO. It'd probably cause concern in the Mexican government. You may remember Carrington was actually in Baja California last week covering the case of two Australians killed in Mexico.
That's right.
He told me that he did find some support then. He was talking to locals for some sort of US intervention. So an interesting reaction, and clearly there are mixed views in Mexico about whether the US would indeed do this. You'll be able to keep across Carrington's reporting today on this, but there are other interesting things from this press conference, Sally. The optics of these comments from Donald Trump, he wasn't holding a national security meeting. He was actually meeting with the White House task force on the FIFA World Cup. The US set to host the tournament next year, along with Canada and Mexico. So, what a forum to announce potential military action against their World Cup partners. Behind him was the FIFA president, Gianni Infantino, looking incredibly uncomfortable with that answer. So we'll have to wait and see what the response is from the Mexican government.